Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shir, we saw the Chakira, whether the fasting on the 10th of Av, when Tisha B'Av is in Nitcha, when it falls out on Shabbos, whether that's a Chiyuv Atzmi, or it's only considered Tashlum of the ninth day. Nafkamina for a Bar Mitzvah boy, who becomes Bar Mitzvah on the 10th of Av, if it's in Tashlum, and for the ninth, if it's a makeup, he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to fast, because he wasn't Chayiv in the ninth. But if it's a Chiyuv Atzmi, then he does have to do it. He does have to fast. And we are continuing, again, based on the Torah of Hagaon Rav Nosson Gishtetner. So, those who hold that Tisha B'Av, Shecholos B'Shabbos, they completely uprooted it and made it on the 10th, we can explain, based on the Magen Avram, in Tavkuf Nun Beis, Yivkot Yir Aleph, who writes the reason of the Ramah, that Noagim Laharbos Ktsas B'Seuda Rishona B'Erev Tisha B'Av, that the minhag is to have a larger Seuda, not the Seuda Mafsekes, but the first Seuda of the day, an Erev Tisha B'Av, because B'Zman Bayesheni Hayu Yom Tov Tisha B'Av Hayu Marbim Seuda, because when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Yom Tov Sheni was Tisha B'Av was a Yom Tov, and they would have a big Seuda. And even now, they didn't move from that to be a remembrance that it should be transformed speedily in our days to happiness and rejoicing. So, since back in the day, Tisha B'Av was a yontif, so we make a su'uda, a little bit nicer su'uda, on Erev Tisha B'Av, in memory of the commemoration of the fact that it was originally a yontif, and in the future it'll be a yontif. Umekoro b'shas Rosh Hashanah, the mokol from the Magen Avrom is in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudches Amud Beis. Ma'idach Siv Ko'amar Hashem Tzvakos Tzayim Harevi, etc. Yeh Beis Yehuda Sasan L'Simcha Karl Hutzam V'Karl Sasan L'Simcha. Wait a second. Vos shteida, they say in the Litvashi Yeshivas. What does it say over here? First it calls it its psalm, and then it calls it Sasan L'Simcha. Which one is it? Zman sheyesh shalom, when there's peace, Sasan L'Simcha. Ein shalom tsom. But if there's no peace, then it's a fast. Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Zman sheyesh shalom kolomar kol zman sheyesh hamikdash kayam, yeh Sasan L'Simcha. If there's shalom, as long as there's a Beis HaMikdash around, it will be l'sasan u'l'simcha. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it'll be tzom. V'chein b'rashi sham, v'ibar maschil d'talinu b'vinyan, d'al yedei ha'churban hukbu l'tzom, by the abinyan hukbu l'yontif. Because of the churban, it was established as a tzom. And because of the binyan, it was established as a yontif. Shikishanivne Bayesheni, Shelchu Bnei Hagola Ha'efke B'Chodesh HaChamishi Hanezer Kasher Asisi Ze Kamashanim Miyom HaChurban Kamo Shnei Amashan Sheshivim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kitzamtem B'Tzfot B'Chamishi B'Shvi B'Ze Shivim Shana U'Mikan Ve'elech Yilusasen L'Simcha L'Modim Tovim. So they asked if they're supposed to fast on the fifth month, like they did before. What's the fifth month? Av. That's the Tzom HaChamishi. Are they supposed to fast when there's a Beis HaMikdash? So the answer was, you did, but now you're not supposed to anymore. So, Mivoar, Shebizman Sheya Beit HaMikdash Hasheni Kayam, Lo Tzamu B'Tisha B'Av. And look in the Hagos of Maharatz Shpitz, which is published and printed in the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Tavkuf Nun Beis, and the Magen Avraham Siv Katnid Beis. And so writes Tesvis and Tainis Yud Beis Amir Aleph, the Maschil Hassan, that Kodim HaChurban Hayu Begedu Shal Shalom. And with this we can understand that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, She'ein Omrim Tachnan Erev Tisha B'Av B'Mincha, because it's called a Moed, Ayin Sham. Chorutz Tamu, even though the pasuk it says Koralai Moed, but this Moed is not talking about Tisha B'Av. The Moed we see in the Gemara in Tainis, Tam is the Haishasa Malyu Miluye Maut Milua Vichsiv Koralai Moed. In other words, it's talking about Rosh Chodesh. That's the Moed. Not Tisha B'Av. So how can you say that we don't say Tachnun an Erev Tisha B'Av because it's called a Moed? If you look in the Gemara, the Moed is referring to Rosh Chodesh. Is figuring out how many days there are between Chav Tes Sivan and Ches Be'av, and the Gemara says it's 39. It's not 40. The Gemara says no, it's 40. So Marabai Tamis Dushaita Maluya Maluya Maluya. They made it Malay. They made a full month of 30 days. And it says Koralai Moed Dishbor Bachure. Called it a Moed to destroy my Bachure Bachur Ben Abayis. Yom Ibur HaChodesh Nikra Moed. So it's talking about Rosh Chodesh, and we see Taka in the Shavuos of Yiramad Aleph that Rosh Chodesh Nam Yikra Moed Achsiv Koralai Moed. So based on what the Magen Avram said, we can say that Chazal wanted to make a Zecher Liyom Tov B'Tisha B'Av in order to remember that it's going to be transformed speedily in our days, the Sason of the Simcha. And therefore they gave it a Din Moed. B'davar she'eino hefech atzom. The Hainu Linyan Amiris Tachnun. So maybe the Pshat is that it's called a Moed because Chazal wanted to make a commemoration of the fact that in the future it's going to become a Moed. And therefore they said no Tachnun. He says that the whole month of Av is called a Moed. Hein Sham. We can give a reason that they uprooted Tisha B'Av Legamrei Kishachol B'Shabbos Shehu L'Rames. Emuna. Shasida Tisha B'Av Le'Yokar Le'Gamrei B'Vo Agoyo. That it's called a mo. That when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, they completely uprooted it. The Mimarame is that our faith. That in the future Tisha B'Av will be completely uprooted by Vav Goel. Shazia Yom Shekulo Shabbos, like it says, Mizmor Shir La'Asid Lavo Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So here also they uprooted Lagamrei to show that in the future it's going to be uprooted Lagamrei, and maybe that's the remez in the Gemara. Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, Rebbe said that Hol V'Nitche Yitche Ayin Shem in the Gemara. That Rebbe was Mizera Beis David Malkum Mashiachah, and when Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, he wanted to be Dochet in order to be Ma'orer B'Chinas Yom Shkulo Shabbos V'Yiz Batel. Tisha B'Av Legamrei, Ki Yavo Goel, he wanted to be Ma'orer that Yom Shkulo Shabbos Al Derech HaGadol. And with this, we can far enter in the Kashif and Teisvis, who asks, that what Havamin is there that Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av Legamrei? I call Ochel B'Shosa B'Tisha B'Av Ve'en Arav V'Necham Mishal Yerushalayim. If you eat and drink on Tisha B'Av, you don't see the Necham of Yerushalayim. So what's Pshat that Rebbe the Havamina that Rebbe wanted to uproot not Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av Legamrei? So the Darkeinu, we can say that Bevadai lo alta ladat lakar Tisha B'Av legamri. That he never thought. When Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, Rabbi wanted to say Kevin shenitche yitche, and to be ma'or din yinagul b'yom shkulo Shabbos, and then Tisha B'Av v'nitche legamri. It doesn't mean that he wanted to be oiker Tisha B'Av in the galus. What it means is that he wanted to when Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, he wanted to be docha Tisha B'Av legamre, and thereby be docha Tisha B'Av legamre, because Mashiach is going to come. Kachef Shaloimer Al Piderach HaGada. The Gemara says in the Havamina that he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av legamre, and it says in and only from Shabbos. Once it was on Shabbos, he wanted to uproot the legamre. Then he said, Ho v'nitche yitche. Once it's pushed off, it's pushed off. So how can that be? The Havamina, that he wanted to push it off legamre, and the answer is by making Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, nitche legamre, thereby he wanted to bring about the coming of Mashiach. The Tur in Aruch Chaim in Tavkuf Nuntes writes that Ma'aseh shechol Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos v'nitcha ad l'machraso by Rabbeinu Yaivitz Baal Bris v'spal mincha ba'ot hayom gadol v'rochatz v'lo hishlem ta'aniso v'fi sheyom tov shalohu. Kosav Abbeis Yosef the Hadar Rabbeinu Yaivitz hanu dafka b'Tisha B'Av shechol b'Shabbos v'nitcha l'am rishon nekev v'nitcha lo chomer kulei hai. I'm loy nitchel shechol be'echad mimei ha'shavua loy ha'mekel bo kol kach v'kach. So it says that there was a ma'aseh that Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos and was pushed till Sunday, and Rabbeinu Yaivitz was a Baal Baris and he dab mincha be'ol yom gadol and he washed himself and he didn't even complete the fast because it was his yontif. So the Beis Yosef says that the Yaivitz only did that because it was a nitche. He wouldn't have done it if it was a regular Tisha B'Av. Magen Avraham brings from the Chuvas Ma'arami Lublin. Akashi asked on this in the Knesset HaGadola. He brings in the name of the Rasha Levi, who says, Lahalacha sha'afilu lo nitche lo yashlim. So, even if it's not a nitche, he shouldn't complete the fast. But halacha lemaisa, he was mistapik. Wasn't sure. Uve emes kidivrei Abbeis Yosef mevur b'sefer or zaruah, asher misham mokor divrei Rabbeinu Yaivitz shekasav ma'aseh b'Rabbeinu Yaivitz Halevi, shaylo bris mila v'hayom amila b'Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos v'dachu also ad l'machor yom echad tzibul espal mincha gedola umalu v'hochul v'tayim v'hochul kol tzorkem v'lo v'shlimu im atzibul v'fi shahis esudus mitzvah v'gam atayinus b'yudvav b'avur kach hitir. So behedya that the heter is because it's on Yud Be'av, and that's like the Beis Yosef, and this day is more kal because it's only a nitche, and therefore he wasn't mashlim the tainus. So from the fact that we see that where Tisha B'Av is a nitche to Sunday, it's more kal. And if it wants a Baal Bris, he can eat while it's still day, so it's muchach that it's begedr tashlumah, and therefore it's more kal. Because if it was a chiyuv atzmi, then we would say it's like a regular Tisha B'Av, and therefore we wouldn't have a kula. But the fact that we could be mekel, it must be that the Or Zeruah is learning that it is a tashlumen, and thereby, thus, we can be mekel. Okay, so we still have much more to say. B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will get to that hopefully in the next year. And shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.